In today's video, I want to talk about how well should you really train your restaurant employees.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com and founder of restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And today, like I said, how well should you really train your employees? Well, I got this big smile on my face because I'm hoping I threw you off your game a little bit there. I'm hoping that you are watching this video thinking, maybe I'm doing it right. Maybe I shouldn't be telling my employees everything. Maybe I shouldn't be training them perfectly. Because what if they leave? What if they take all their secrets with them? What if I train them so well that they don't have anywhere in my organization anymore? What if you don't train them and they stay? I got this idea from a Dilbert cartoon. I think it was Dilbert, I'm pretty sure. You know those cartoons in the newspaper where there are all these office characters and they're always joking around about office stuff. But he basically said, what if we train him so well he leaves? And then the other one says, well, what if we don't and he stays? And that's exactly what today's training is about. It's about the fact that if you're not training your employees with everything you know, if you're not putting your heart and soul into it, if training employees is not one of your top priorities, then you're leaving stuff on the table, not just for your employees' benefit, but also for your business and your restaurant. Because I go back to it, if we don't train them and they stay, that's a big problem. And if you're afraid to train them too well because they're going to leave, well, that's not really a problem. That's what we want. My goal with every employee that I had who came through my restaurant was to train them so well that eventually they would move up and move up to the point where I either didn't have a job for them anymore, and then it was my honor and my privilege and my pleasure to help them move on to the next big step in their career. But because of that, my training program was so solid that I had no issues, what I call filling the funnel, meaning we had such a great training program in place that we could always find people toward the bottom of the funnel, and then we could train them through to the point where maybe one day they moved on. But you know what? A few employees did move on, and they've gone on to have great careers managing other businesses or managing restaurants, and I stay in touch with them today. But most of them didn't move on. Most of them stuck around and put so much back into the business that it was what eventually freed us up and allowed us to work on other businesses and to take vacations and to take some extra time off. So again, the purpose of today's video isn't to get into the specifics of how to train or how to develop. I do want to remind you of one of my famous or one of my most favorite sayings, which is manage systems and develop your employees. Because I personally don't believe that you can train, I shouldn't say train, I personally don't believe that you can manage an employee. Every single person is different. Every single person has different needs, wants, and desires. They come from different backgrounds. They have different belief systems and core values. So managing an employee is very difficult, but you can train them. You can build a system. You can train them how to follow that system, and you can develop your employees into great people. I want to leave you with this. Hire the smile. A lot of the issues and challenges that we have with employees is partially due to training. It's mostly due to systems, but it's also due to the fact that we're just not hiring the right people. So many times we hire someone because they quote unquote have the experience or the skill set for the job. But if they don't have the right personality, if they're not the right person for the job, all the systems in the world, all the training in the world, all the procedures in the world are not going to help them succeed. So make sure we're hiring the smile. Now, maybe if they're in the kitchen, it's not the smile. Maybe in the kitchen, it's the way that they walk around or their attention to detail or the way that they handle themselves with other employees. But if it's in the front of the house, it might be the smile, literally the smile. And there's an interview process that I take people through where we can learn a lot of this before we even get into the skills of it. But the point is, I just think that the expression, hire the smile, it's a famous expression, is easy to remember. And again, the point of today's video is to leave you with the fact that I want you to train your employees so well that they leave. because the better trained employees you have, the better systems you have, the better you are at developing your employees, the easier it's going to be for you to do the things that are important in your business, to open up another restaurant, to work on marketing or other things that you need to be working on, and to eventually grow into multi-units or dozens of units or whatever it is. But if we don't train them, if we hold back, if we keep secrets, if we're afraid that they're going to learn everything and compete against us, that's a scarcity mentality, and it's never going to work out for you in the long run. So remember, train your employees to leave, but motivate them to stay. This has been Ryan Gronfman saying have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoyed today's training, and I look forward to seeing you again next week.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfman. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.